climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
We're continuing our coverage of local and state elections. And joining me in the studio right now is Representative Julianne Young of District 30, Seat B. And of course, she is running for re-election. Representative, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What a busy session.
It was. It was intense. It was a little nail-biting at moments, but it was a lot of fun, and we got some great things done.
As you look at that session, what for you was one of the biggest highlights?
Oh, just one?
Right. You can tell me as many as you want.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, there were several that I felt like were really big wins. One that was right at the top of my list was a legal definition of male and female in the state of Idaho, which especially at this time, as we are watching the Biden administration begin to really push that liberal agenda that wants to erase our identity as women and as men, along with the sex-specific protections that are attached to those definitions, I think it's really important for Idaho that we already have our own legal definition. It's on the books, and nobody can say there's a vacuum in the state of Idaho just waiting for the federal government to fill it up with their ideas.
And is there something that didn't make it through this session that you're going to be getting behind and pushing next session?
You know, I think one of the issues that is unresolved and that's really important to our area is the questions around water and the allocation of that resource. We have really been stuck in an us versus them conflict for a long time between East Idaho and kind of the south central part of the state. And I think it's about time that we start getting some real data about what goes on with the aquifer, what makes a difference and what doesn't. And in addition to that, that we as a state take a proactive position in hanging on to that resource and maximizing it instead of letting water flow out of the state unallocated and then fighting over what's left. So the good news is that I do believe we have enough water to go around, but we have to manage it appropriately. We have a management problem and it's got to be addressed because we're going to struggle with it again this coming season.
And as you look at nationally some of the big issues, which ones are captivating your attention?
Oh, boy. You know, I think definitely the southern border is a huge issue. We saw a lot of discussion about that this last legislative session. A little bit of protectionism in terms of just concern that taking a strong border position is going to somehow negatively impact agriculture. I think we can meet both needs adequately. I don't think that we have to ignore the problem at the southern border in order to protect our ability to have farm workers. I think we can work on both fronts, and I think we have to.
For the well-being of the state and the nation, you're absolutely right. I think that is a prime example of why collaboration is so important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thinking about past or present leaders, what leader has kind of inspired your leadership style?
Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you, I have a really deep appreciation for our founding generation. I love folks like George Washington. I think it's incredible that they walked away from their fortunes and their families to do whatever they needed to do in order to create a country for us that was founded on basic principles of freedom and respect for the unalienable rights of individuals. I think about my job sometimes, and it feels tough to drive away from home in my four-wheel drive car with the heater running and my cell phone in my pocket so that I can call home whenever I need to. And what they did is just incredible to me. I'm just so grateful.
They really were true trailblazers.
Absolutely.
What do you think we can do to get more emphasis and understanding about the Constitution?
Wow. You know, we pass legislation to say what you have to study in school. We talk about a lot of different things, but I almost feel like that in our culture in general, as adults, we need to own that first so that we can educate our kids. There's incredible material out there. They've left us such a wealth of ideas, and with digital technology, we have more access to that information than any generation before us has ever had. I think about them studying Locke and Black's Law and all of this kind of stuff. They had to drive, I don't know how many miles, to get to a library to borrow a book, and we all have it on our phones.
So true. What will be your top priority?
Going forward, boy, you know, I think there are a lot of things that are important, but I'll tell you, the thing that has motivated me to run as a mom is my family and the idea of making sure that the world that we leave behind to our kids and to our grandkids is the kind of world that we want to live in. And we're all responsible to do that. And there are a lot of different angles on that, but I really see the family itself coming under attack in today's society. And it's really important to me that we preserve that family as the fundamental unit of society.
It's such an important foundation. You know, Representative Young, we're seeing a lot of people kind of get disillusioned and not turn out to vote. What message would you have to voters?
You know, we are so blessed to have that opportunity. I look around at things going on in different parts of the world. So many people have no voice and no hope of having a voice anytime soon. To be able to drive down to your polling place and mark your ballot is such an incredible privilege. And not only to have that, but to have access to resources so that you can vote in an educated way, to have the opportunity to pick up your cell phone and call the candidates or show up at a meet and greet. We really do have so many opportunities if we can just take advantage of them. It is just something that is worth giving every ounce of energy that we have to it.
It is such a privilege, and that primary election is quickly approaching. It is on May 21st, so get out and cast your ballot. Representative Julianne Young, if people want to know more about you and your campaign, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, they can go to youngforidahohouse.com. It's my website. I've had the chance to do a lot of great things for the people of Idaho. I love being able to serve, and I hope to continue doing it.
All right, Representative Julianne Young of District 30, Seat B, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
And I want to quickly remind you that Retro X is bringing pop culture to Eastern Idaho. So, this is a two-day event happening May 3rd and 4th at the Elks Lodge in Idaho Falls. And if you would like to experience it all, just text me Retro X right now to 208-522-5900. I'll be right back after this.